9,000 Walmart shareholders plus an additional 5,000 invited associates from 27 nations converged in Fayetteville on the U of A campus this week to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the world's largest retailer, enjoying barbecue, free vendor samples, and of course, live outdoor music. Papa Rap and his Latin jazz ensemble got the crowd to their feet Thursday morning. The entire area was heavily guarded with lots of security, however, making it difficult for even media to get in. And this 200-square-foot fenced-in area, across from the festivities, is the designated protest site set up by the local police. And it stands empty. Instead, protesters, all of them longtime associates, circulated among the crowds distributing leaflets, seeking petition signatures. And all are members of Our Walmart, OUR being an acronym for Organization United for Respect, anchored by the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, and allied with sister organization Making Change at Walmart.
So I'm Gershrila Green, and I work at the L.A. Walmart 2960. The conditions in our store are very poor. When Walmart first came into L.A., they made a promise that they would always staff us at 400 and start most associates off at $13 an hour. Well, they didn't keep that promise. And as we all know, their integrity is being questioned all the time now because they rarely keep promises that they make. Most of the time, we're high in injuries and low in bonuses, which we know Mike Duke is bonusing at least $18 million a year when every third quarter, sometimes associates don't bonus at all.
Gershrila Green and three other associate colleagues co-sponsored proxy ballot item number 6 at this year's annual shareholders meeting, seeking more transparency in executive compensation. They claim hours and pay are being cut as executive bonuses increase. Presenting proxy number 6 Friday morning at the shareholders gathering was Kenosha, Wisconsin 24-year Walmart veteran Jackie Gable.
The executives continue to get multi-million dollar bonuses. Our proposal is a simple one. We want the board to improve its disclosure to explain why bonus incentives for senior executives are the right ones, because as far as we can tell, our company is placing too much emphasis on growth at any cost. Here in the U.S., we are building new super centers just down the road from existing ones, and as the company acknowledges, the new stores are taking sales away from the older and existing stores. There's a serious problem for our company. But here's what makes it worse. The bonus incentive for executives seems to encourage this. When same-store sales turn negative, you remove same-store sales from the bonus formula. When return on investment went down year after year, you lowered the ROI targets so the executives could continue to get million-dollar bonuses anyway. But there are two groups of people who paid a price, the shareholders and the associates.
The measure, as expected, failed, because for any proxy measure to be adopted, it would require 1.7 billion votes to supersede the Walton Family Holdings, whose Walton Enterprises control nearly 50% of a total 3.4 billion shares. Other proxy ballot items included electing a healthcare advocate to the board, with Walmart reportedly looking to develop a primary health clinic sector. Another ballot measure sought transparency regarding Walmart's political contributions and paid lobbyists. Imprinted on every single ballot, Walmart requested shareholders reject all 4 of those. None of them passed. Sources from the labor-backed protest groups told KUAF they were able to meet with Walmart's senior VP of Labor Relations, Karen Casey, several times during the week. But after Jackie Gable delivered proxy item number 6 to shareholders, she took the opportunity from the floor to chastise company executives who are being investigated by the U.S. Department of Justice for allegedly breaching the Foreign Corrupt Trade Practices Act by paying out $24 million in bribes to Mexican bureaucrats and builders to facilitate store construction in Mexico.
When some people are so focused on growth at any cost, they forgot our code of ethics. We have all felt the pain, the scandal, and the dishonor that this has brought to our company. But this didn't happen overnight. Sam Walton said, listen to your associates. They are your best idea generators.
Sources at our Walmart headquarters in Washington told KUAF that when the shareholders' meeting ended, Gable was mobbed by enthusiastic co-workers. Since news of the scandal broke, three major institutional shareholders, the New York City Pension Fund, California State Teachers Retirement System, and the California Public Employees Retirement System, have come forward saying they've lost confidence in the company's ruling hierarchy. And the scandal has angered certain shareholders who are campaigning to bar Walmart president and CEO Mike Duke, who was head of international operations for Walmart at the time, then president and CEO and current board member H. Lee Scott, as well as board chair Robson Walton from board reelection. Their Get Out the Vote campaign is using direct mail, phone banks, and social media, as well as petition signatures. Venanci Luna collected signatures all week from shareholders. As of broadcast time, she'd collected more than 17,500.
My name is Venanci Luna. I work for store number 2886, which is Pico Rivera Walmart at in Los Angeles. I'm a department manager. I worked there for 7 years. I started a petition against Mike Duke and Rob Walton because Walmart has lost their way of things the way they're supposed to be. The bribery where they paid $24 million to Mexico, it's not nice what they did, but yet they shouldn't get away with it either.
But as the Friday shareholders meeting wrapped, Walmart CEO and President Mike Duke took to the stage to acknowledge the anniversary, the company's success in a down economy, and to directly address the scandal.
I want to personally assure you, we're doing everything we can to get to the bottom of this matter, and we will take the appropriate actions when the investigations are complete. But let me go ahead and speak directly to all of our leaders here and to all of our associates here at Walmart. If you work for Walmart, there is no gray area between right and wrong.
Still, a majority of shareholders at this gathering appeared quite satisfied with their lot because in a down economy, Walmart is actually growing. Fiscal year 2012, Walmart netted a record $15.7 billion, returning $11.3 billion to shareholders through dividends and repurchasing of shares. And the first quarter of fiscal year 2013 rocked even financial analysts' predictions, with Walmart stores' overseas sales helping the retailer see more than 10% increase in profit. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.